Welcome to today's Tivoli Americas Pipeline Building Call, including TSRM and your service management sales strategy. All lines will be in a listen-only mode. During the question-and-answer session, you may press star one to ask a question. Today's call is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. Now I will turn the call over to Ms. Renee Gibben. Ma'am, you may begin.
Good morning, and thank you very much for attending this call. We know your time is critical, and your contact with customers is very important, and so we hope that this call is useful to you. Again, my name is Renee Gibben, and we wanted to kind of help you to incorporate TSRM into your service management sales strategy with this overview. My background is about 10 years with Main Control, MRO, IBM, all via acquisitions, but focusing on the T-Payer Tivoli Process Automation Engine-based solutions, TSRM, Asset Management for IT, and CCMDB. I'm a technical specialist with the Maximo team. With me today, we have Steve Windsor, who is the Tivoli Automation Sales Leader for North America. We also have some special guests that have helped with this presentation and have some really good insight and background. Alberto Sands is part of the Market Insights professional. He's a professional in the competitive group, and he supports that site that we'll reference toward the end of the presentation as well. So he's a good resource for us from a competitive perspective. We also have Tesker Generous on the phone. He is a software sales business value consultant around Tivoli Automation. He has a very broad knowledge of Tivoli and IBM portfolio, that solution suite, as well as a background with services, having implemented some competitive service desk solutions. So I think he's a great resource as well. We're going to hold our questions off to the end. We've got a lot of content. You have the slide deck. I'll try to keep you in with whatever slides I'm in. And let's go ahead and we'll move on from here. Now, what I'd like to do is in slide two, we have, again, the objectives, right? To provide you with enough information to identify those situations where you have your customers have service desk and or service catalog requirements to help you identify those opportunities to sell TSRM to your clients. The agenda, start out with a solution overview. Let's make sure we're going to kind of start with a clean slate. You may have some information, but we're going to assume that no one has really been too familiar with our TSRM solution yet. So we want to give you a product overview with platform as well, customer experience, certification, analyst reviews. A lot of this is going to be quick, but I want you to have references for later on. Once we do that, we'll talk about how to spot opportunities, questions to ask, some competitive information, as well as we'll have a full list, and I think this is most important, resources, URL links to sites, as well as contacts to help you in your sales strategy. Now, if you're using this and looking at this in build mode and presentation mode, you'll see that I also have three themes to note. And these are very important themes, really. Integrated versus unified. Okay. Now, while our solution does have integrations, that's pretty typical, one of the things that differentiates us is a unified platform. TSRM does not act in a silo. It actually sits on a common platform with other solutions like change and configuration management, asset management for IT. That's critical. Those we'll talk about the importance of those a little bit later. Customization versus configuration. We have configuration capabilities through the front end of our application, saved in metadata that are ported forward and migrated to new releases. As you may know, if you're familiar at all with the service desk industry, many of our competitors have heavily, their customers have heavily customized their applications, and those customizations have to be re-implemented. That's key. Customers are unhappy with that. This will be a very key component. Tool versus enterprise application. This is not an operation management tool. It's not middleware. It is an enterprise application, and thus so, it really hinges around your customer's processes. So it's not something that can be just, you know, installed and it runs like a discovery tool. You know, they have to incorporate their business process into this. And we'll get into the importance of that a little bit later as well. Now, the next slide, slide three, really this is important. You may be familiar with this already, but a lot of the Tivoli automation reps are being certified in this whiteboard. So when you look at the bottom right-hand side, you look at the whiteboard, it's really looking at it from not a functional, not a product perspective, a solution perspective. Looking at basic features, how do we link at the top level the business how do we align IT operations with the business in our support and delivery and the solution set that's involved with that? Now, typically, the importance of that, I wanted to bring that up to see where does TSRM fit into this? Where does service request management fit in? And you'll see as you build, this is a slide, this is probably the only slide to build, so if you want to put it in presentation mode, you can see from an example here of an incident on a server, how do we progress through? You look at it, service desk does not act in a silo. Your customers get true value when we leverage complementary solutions to be able to troubleshoot and to be able to better plan for changes. So as you go through this, you can see that we start out with a call through service desk. Could be self-service initiating that incident. But then as we go through, we can check things like, is that asset under warranty? Can we utilize that warranty instead of spending costs to fix it? We look at changes in the CMDB to say, okay, we noticed that the software was just added. Maybe that caused the problem, right? 80% of issues, incidents in an environment, a customer environment, are caused by poorly planned or poorly executed changes. So understanding that information is key. We have access to that through this unified platform. Validating the software license entitlement exists. Auditability, be able to say, okay, well, if that software now needs to be rolled back, let's just make sure that we have license to it. We can create then from that incident relationships to create that request for change, to roll back the software and redeploy that software version. Again, when we're planning for this, you want to be able to note what the impact is of making those changes. If I take that server down to make those changes, am I impacting another critical service or application in my environment? And last but not least, can we automate the provisioning of that software, the upgrade or the redeployment of that software through another solution like Tivoli Provisioning Manager, right? So again, this is not really product related, it's more solution related, but it gives the customer the vision that we're more of an end-to-end solution and not just this, you know, small piece. So once you find out what your pain points are for your customer, then you can, you know, build on that. And if service desk is one of those areas, I think you'll find that with the rest of the presentation, we can pull you through that story. Let's move on to the next slide, 4. And, you know, there's a lot of information here that we can talk about. When you look at the automation story in the previous slide, you have a lot of the Tivoli automation reps that are coming at this and backing into service desk with their approach because customers may have some operational tools, may be monitoring tools, for instance, and they may back into a TADM or a discovery, dependency discovery solution and back into CCMDB, change and configuration management to service desk, right? They're all related. You also have customers that have come from the Maximo, if you remember the MRO software acquisition that brought this platform to us. There's a deep heritage in asset and work management around facility, fleet, manufacturing equipment, critical nuclear plants, for instance, aerospace, airplanes management, facility management, et cetera. And so what this slide really gives you is another look, not product related, but more module, if you think of it that way, functional perspective. The very top are more the processes, the business processes. The left-hand side, orange, looking at it more from enterprise asset management, life cycle asset management, capturing costs and the work being done on assets throughout their life cycle. Deep heritage in that. When IT, and this is important, when IT was added to that mix at MRO Software, they were looking to expand the portfolio. They wanted to expand. If they can manage nuclear plants, why can't they manage IT assets with this solution, right? So when they expanded that, they realized that there's a mature service desk in that IT industry. You cannot add that without adding service desk. Well, lucky for us, you might say being a late entrant into the service management or service desk application industry was an advantage for us. Many of our competitors, HP, BMC, they have very loyal and customer bases because they've been around for a long time. It's a very mature and commoditized industry. The solutions have been around for years. But ITIL, IT Infrastructure Library, that framework came out after those particular solutions. So they've been retrofitting to get that in. We actually built it from the ground up with ITIL in mind. That's a differentiator for us. It also allows us, because we built it on the same platform, to take advantage. Look at that center section here, the visibility section. We have a single platform upon which those applications are built. So whether a customer is looking at using a portion of that and expanding, extending to other solutions, they can take advantage of common workflows, configurability of the solution, being able to navigate easily back and forth, and instead of working in a silo, get access to information. Now, also with this platform, incredible, you know, it was built from the ground up with also the design to integrate with other solutions. We understand that this is not going to be a solution that's going to be a one-stop shop. It's not going to be in our ERP. We'll integrate with those. More importantly, look at the operation management tools on the bottom from an automation perspective. Let's leverage discovery tools like TADM, Application Discovery and Dependency Mapping. Understand our impact when we go to plan for changes, what the impact may be so that we're not taking down a service. Better planning means reduced number of incidents in the environment. Okay? So looking at this more from a solution perspective. Now, also from a provisioning perspective, service catalog, I mentioned that a little bit earlier. Not only are you allowing customers to select from a catalog, you also need to deliver on that. How do you deliver on that? Well, you have work management, very key aspect that our competitors don't really have. Work management also allows us to integrate with tools like provisioning tools, like Tivoli Provisioning Manager, so that if software needs to be deployed, we can integrate with those solutions and automatically execute that provisioning from this single platform. Let's move on. The next slide gets a little bit more product-based. The only reason I'm bringing this up is so that you understand how we've done this. Even though it's built on the same platform, and as customers expand, you still have to license it to them based on the product names. In the middle there, you see Tivoli Service Request Manager, but we also have Change in Configuration, Tivoli Provisioning Manager, Asset Management for IT on the same platform. If we go to the left-hand side of that middle section there, you see Maximo Asset Management. That's that heritage enterprise asset management. Above that is Industry Solutions. So, again, if they're managing both IT assets and manufacturing facility assets, they may actually be in a particular industry like nuclear, for instance, or oil and gas transportation, where they have specific needs. We've built that on a common platform, and I think that's key. Now, the left-hand, the blue box, vertical box there on the left-hand side for service providers, I think that's very important, too. It's also an industry solution built on this platform, but it can be leveraged by folks that are, say, providing services for their customers, such as facility management, outsourcing for IT. So we actually have Bell Canada as a customer of ours that's using Tivoli Service Request Manager and service provider to actually take in calls from their customers and manage the work that they're doing for the customers and build that out. So keep that in mind. The five big boxes boxes on the side are kind of key platform differentiators for us. Integrated platform, top left. I like the word unified, but a lot of times you look at integrated is a little bit more broader because it takes into account this unified platform along with some of the other Tivoli tools and other operational tools and integrations with other solutions as well. Processes that work together. I can automatically promote and relate incident tickets to, if the resolution means that we have to create a change and change the environment, we can automatically relate those to one another. We have access to information. Lower cost of ownership. As customers expand their footprint on the same platform, the cost of maintaining it is a lot lower. You're going to find a big initiative with customers today is application consolidation. What can we do on a single platform and get the most benefit out of it? The data model, again, navigation back and forth. No rip and replace. We'll see this again as we talk a little bit later about configurations that are stored in the metadata are upgraded much easier. Many of our competitors, that's how we're competing against them today because they're, you know, most customers have some type of service desk. We're displacing them based on, this is one of the big reasons we're displacing them. They already have to re-implement, so if they have to re-implement, that gives us a foot in the door. The next slide, six, talks about, again, I'm not going to go through these in detail because I want you to have a reference. I want to get through the materials that we have, but I think it's very important to look at this. Again, I say, this is a mature market, right? So they're expecting features and functions, incident tickets. How do I, you know, manage knowledge-based articles and, you know, provide the tools to make the service desk agents very efficient? We're going to cover that in a minute. But what also differentiates us is that platform again. Ability to tailor. ITIL is a framework for them. But we're also finding that many organizations find it very costly and maybe just doesn't, ITIL doesn't necessarily fit in exactly per se, soup to nuts, to what they want to do. So we want to give them the ability to tailor the solution without having to customize it. No customizing of code. Okay, that's the upper left-hand side. We talk about email listeners. All the changes that are made through the front end. This is a J2EE architect, web architected solution. This was done way back by MRO Software in 2000-2001. It was ahead of the game. We took a risk. It paid off. We now have a very stable environment in this third version. Okay, it's very stable. Other competitors are trying to get back, you know, get to the newer architecture now, but we're already there. Okay, reporting on the right-hand side. We're using BERT, open source reporting. We can also leverage Tivoli Common Reporting as well as Cognos. And so we have integrations to various reporting tools as well. So keep that in mind. Now, the other point I want to make here before we move on is integration framework. Okay? Because this, the way that the solution was designed, we understand that organizations will want to have integrations with LDAP, Active Directory, maybe single sign-on. In addition to that, ERP systems, procurement for asset management, the ability to integrate with financial systems as we capture costs. That's another aspect of the solution. Isn't it good to know how much it's costing to support your organization from an IT perspective? We'll want to integrate with those. And we can see there that we have various platforms that we can support. Web services is very common right now, a common integration mechanism or platform. And so we can support that, launch in context, et cetera. Now, if you go to slide 7, you'll see that I'm not going to go into detail on these, but look at what our common integration points are up top left. We have an out-of-the-box adapter for SAP and Oracle. Those are chargeable options. We also have IBM supplied integrations, which are, you know, provided with the solution as well. You can see Tivoli, a lot of Tivoli products in here already. Okay, a lot of these came up with version 7, and we're expanding that every day. Okay, we've got a lot of customers already taking advantage of that. Let's move on to slide 8, where we're now going to talk a little bit more about the actual solution itself, the Tivoli Service Request Management and Fulfillment, okay, CSRM. What does that include? Main point here, I think, is that you have a single point of contact from your end user community to your IT support organization, a one-stop shop for them. That means that they can report issues on existing services that they're using today, incidents. Right, they can report those problems. They can, even from a self-service perspective, and I think this is so important, pushing that out, letting them help themselves, give them access to certain knowledge base articles so that they can help themselves, give them a self-service so that they can report their incidents without having to call the service desk. Free up the service desk technicians to work on more complicated issues. Right, so it gives them a little bit more of a productivity, a little more focus. And it actually reduces the number of calls to the service desk. Now, couple that with the fact that, well, what if we want to request new services as an end user? Publish a list of services that IT organization supports or provides and be able to have a shopping cart for them to select from that. We also have capabilities, I'll talk to this in a little bit, to be able to create those services within the list of services, as well as publish those to catalogs that certain organizations have access to. So we'll talk about that in a little bit. Now, let's move on to the next slide. Again, this is an area where we start talking a little bit about key value propositions, lower cost of ownership. I've already talked a little bit about that being a single platform. The end user licenses in the industry today, when we're talking about IT service request management, most service desks provide unlimited user licenses for their requesters. Okay, so that's something that we've done in here as well. And it's simply, there's a simple license model. I don't want to go into that here. Please, you know, go ahead and refer to maybe even contact some of the Maximo reps for that as well for specific details on that. There is also another application that's been provided now. It just came out in August of 2009. That kind of gives you very simplified, they call it appliance, service desk appliance, a CSRM appliance. It's kind of a smaller version of the solution, probably targeted more toward the smaller customers that want to have something just based out of the box. We've given them processes. We've given them content specifically, easy implementation for those customers as well. Combined service catalog, service desk and service catalog, again, we just talked about that, the importance of having that. One of our customers who evaluated the solution last year and went with us was Unum. And it was they did a very detailed evaluation of service catalog. Service catalog is new to version 7.1 for us, and most customers are not very mature in that area yet. But they were a little bit more mature, and they asked a lot of questions, and they liked the idea that not only do we have the front end, but we had a very robust back end to it, and it was combined with the fact that they wanted it to extend or replace their service desk as well, so they liked the fact that it was combined. Again, looking at end-to-end, right, fully integrated service management suite, being able to get at asset information such as warranties on those assets when we're troubleshooting, being able to get at changes that have been taken place against that. Now, also, think about this from the other aspect. If they also are using asset management, wouldn't it be nice to see incident and problem trends for certain asset types? Maybe we decide at a certain point not to go with a certain make or model of asset because it's been causing us problems. So sharing that information back and forth helps that from a cost perspective there as well. I'm going to move on from here, but you can see we've provided one of the things that with IBM acquisition was a very important key aspect was to provide more out-of-the-box best practice content. So yes, we're providing flexibility in our solution, but remember, our customers are coming off of highly customized solutions. A lot of times, they kind of veer away from that. They say, I want out of the box. What do you got for me out of the box? And that's fine, too. We have content. We have roles. We have security. We have reports. We have workflows, key performance indicators. We've got a lot of that information for them. We're giving the best of both, right? ITIL framework, content, and configurability. Let's move on from here. We've already talked about some of these. Now, again, I'm not going to go through all of these, but look at the top, the gray boxes kind of give you an idea from a value perspective, and then we drill down into the key features for that value. How do we provide that value to customers with these key features? Reducing help desk call volume. I talked about that already. Self-service is key. Pushing it out to the end users, helping them help themselves with knowledge base articles that are allowed. Password reset. We have integration with Tivoli Identity Manager. Automating that so that they can take care of that all on their own. Bulletin board messages, keeping them apprised of what's going on. A lot of times they just want to know what's going on. Self-service allows you to provide notes in your incident from a technician perspective that they can see. Let them know what the status is. They can do that without calling and bothering the help desk, taking the help desk or the service desk away from their main goal, which is to resolve incidents, right? Meantime to repair. Again, providing the ability, we can integrate with knowledge content solutions. Remote diagnostics come with this, right? Typically remote control comes with the solution. Improving productivity, bottom right, looking at CTI integrations or same time, which also we can leverage in here as well. Aligning the IT with the business. Service level management, service level agreements. A lot of times organizations, especially for service providers, but organizations may have formal or informal agreements with their customers. We're going to resolve a priority one incident in so much time. We'll have reports on that. That's great, but that's post-mortem, right? We have an escalation capability that allows them to proactively manage to those agreed-upon resolution rates. So an hour before you're about to miss it, you might get notified that you are about to miss this. Go ahead and get on it. So keep those things in mind. Now, when we move on to the next slide here, let's go ahead and talk a little bit more about the additional customer features. We've got operational efficiencies through role-based KPIs, reporting, again, open source BERT. Work management, that's key. It's something that's a differentiator for us for service catalog delivery. Okay? Planning for the delivery options, standardizing those things, lower cost, planned cost, so that we can control how we're spending our money in IT and we can identify how much it is costing us. I think I'm going to move on from here. Email ticket submissions on the right. Again, we have an email listener. You can create tickets that way. Another great way to have tickets created more proactively is from a standpoint of being able to use tech omnibus integration to proactively basically proactively notify us or create incidents so that by the time maybe the end user has been impacted, we're already on it. We're more quickly going to be able to resolve that, so our impact on the end user is a lot lower. Okay? Let's go ahead and move on from here. I want to touch on Service Catalog again. Three aspects to this that we provide. We provide the capability for the service designer or manager to identify that list of services, design that, determine what catalogs it will be published to, and who can access those. User experience, shopping cart, manager approvals, delivery, right, can be done through the solution, through work management as well. And again, we include roles, best practice content with that. So if we move down to slide 13, again, think of this, service desk, service catalog, TSRM, it's not typically in a silo. Whether they're using our tools, our other applications for change management or operational tools like discovery or monitoring, their environment is going to leverage all these different things. We have a platform that can support that. Now, the whole is bigger than the parts, right? They get more benefit when they're able to incorporate these things in a single platform. So let's move on to the slide 14 where we talk about customer value. Now, we've got on the product wiki that is referenced at the bottom of the slide as well as at the end of the slide deck, we've got a lot of case studies. We've got a lot of customer references that you can peruse at your leisure. Okay, I'll bring up a few here. We also have some hidden slides in this particular deck that are right after this, right? And I've got some links there. You see the little boxes called case study. Those are in there as well. So you can drill down on those for a little bit more information. But look at this. We've got several customers using TSRM and TAMIT in conjunction. Some of them also using CCMDB, Change and Configuration Management Database, together collectively. But you can see the value they're getting. They're reducing service request approval times, cutting time to compile reports, improving their compliance. The European do-it-yourself organization, Mercure, they were also able to improve their first call resolution rate, having access to all the relevant information. Staff productivity has improved by 25%. We move down a little bit further. Healthcare provider in the U.S. Now, that's I want to stop and mention that a little bit here. Sisters of Mercy, very interesting. It was an HP displacement. The cost, and this might be something that the pastor can comment on a little bit later, but the cost to implement this, to upgrade or migrate the customizations that they did in their HP solution, their Peregrine solution, prior release, to actually bring that up to the current release was a complete rip and replace. They had to recustomize all of those things. It was going to cost a great deal, millions of dollars.
Renee, let me just jump in right here. Guys, this is Pastor Generous, and they actually, Sisters of Mercy actually hired Accenture to come in and to figure out how much it was going to cost them to go from their current version to the new Service Manager 7. And basically what they found out was that it was going to cost them anywhere from $15 to $20 million to upgrade their current system. And so they decided to go to RFP, and they looked at several solutions, and ours was the winner. One other thing I'd like to add in offering value to customers, please, everybody, keep in mind that, yeah, resolution rate 60% increase, you got staff productivity 25%, ticket volume down 15%. There are hard dollars behind that. If you have a person calling in, that's at least a $15 charge just to pick up the phone and answer the call. So if you reduce those numbers, it starts adding up. $15 for the service desk, $150 for level 2, $200 for level 3. I mean, these numbers get bigger and bigger, and they add up. So you want to give these savings to your customers. So back to you, Renee.
Thank you so much, Tasker. I appreciate that information. And also from a time frame perspective, that same Sisters of Mercy was down from 18 months to re-implement HP, down to 6 months with some accelerators used through IGS, right, IBM Global Services. So keep those things in mind. And Tasker is right. There are some hard dollars behind this, and you'll find a lot more information as you go through the product link. Okay. Let's move on. We'll go to slide, the next one here. We're going to go on to certifications and analyst reviews, okay? So let's go ahead and skip down to 20, okay? Now, this is the Forrester Wave, okay? You notice that IBM is up there in the leader, okay? We first introduced IT, basically service management, service request management, in version 6. That's actually what this particular evaluation was based on. We're on version 7. Version 7 has a lot more enhancements. We have a lot more out-of-the-box content, a lot more integrations, out-of-the-box integrations with other IBM and Tivoli solutions as well as third parties. So there's a lot more to it. Even with version 6, for large enterprises as well as small enterprises, they put us in the leader market. Okay? When we came out with 7.1, the catalog was evaluated, service catalog was evaluated by EMA. Their impact brief basically said that for a first implementation, we quickly tackled the primary usage scenarios for today's service catalog. With the strength of the broader IBM Tivoli portfolio, they expect even more value from us in the future. So that was another good point as well. Now, I don't have a slide on it, but you're going to ask, what about Gartner's Magic Quadrant? You may already know, or you may not, that we had been placed in the lower left corner. Not a good place to be, right? Now, it's interesting when we have customers that have compared both. They're like, why is that? That doesn't make sense. They both compared and evaluated version 6, but according to a couple of points. Now, there is an actual War Room wiki that's a link at the end of this slide deck. Go there for more information on how to address this with customers if that comes up. But a couple of main things to think about are they told us that all new entrants are placed in the lower left quadrant, right? More in the niche vendors, lack of vision and ability to execute. They would not take into account all the things that we've done with 7. Even though 7 was out, they were evaluating 6 because we didn't, I think at the time, maybe have enough customers on 7 yet. So they evaluated 6. We have a lot more, like I said, integration. We have Harley Davidson, who's using, they're one of our customer references in here, expecting to have a very quick ROI. They're actually using these integrations today. IT CAM and Tivoli monitoring products are integrated with TSRMs through the NetCool Omnibus, right? Proactive incident management through event management. They're using that today. We had a tremendous amount of growth in market share in 2007 as well. And we're
Renee, to interrupt again. I just wanted to add, one of the reasons why Gartner did not include, put us in the lower quadrant is that they did not include any previous customers to MRO. So they would only take a look at IBM customers, and that's just totally skewing the whole perspective. So just one more thing to add about Gartner's review of us.
Okay. No, that's great. That makes perfect sense. Great. Okay. So let's move on. I don't want to belabor that point anymore. You have references that you can go and look at that as well. The next slide, 21, industry recognition, certifications. Okay. Version 6, we already had Pink verified for version 2 of ITIL. Now version 3 of ITIL, that is, has been, we've been Pink verified for 11 processes, right? Those processes are included in Tivoli Service Request Management products, CCMDB, as well as Release Process Manager. Okay. Now, I'm not going to go into too much more about that other than as we've progressed, as ITIL industry standards have moved the industry from a help desk, reactive, to a proactive service desk, to more service lifecycle, we've been there in step. Okay. And we have solutions, including integrations with IBM Rational Suites for portfolio management, for lifecycle management. So we've moved along with the progression of the industry and the ITIL version 3. The next one there, KCS verified. Again, just taking a look at that, really all that is has to do more with, they're looking at it from a knowledge-centered support perspective. So they've said that our version 7.1 TSRM is built-in capabilities to provide that type of knowledge-centered support. And that, last but not least, I think it's very important, very recently, very new gold-level award that we've received for ITIL V3 certification has been given by the United Kingdom Office of Government Commerce. As you might recall, those are the folks that actually were responsible for that initial ITIL industry standard. Okay, so I think that's huge that we've got that goal. More information, again, provided at the link. Okay, let's move on. Let's go down to 23. Let's talk a little bit about the market itself and some questions. We'll get to that in a second here, and then competitive information. Now, what we have here is, as I said, mature, highly commoditized industry, this market, right? But the trend is going towards a tighter integration with other areas of IT. That's great for us. I mean, we've got the single unified platform plus out-of-the-box integrations to related solutions, so I think that's going to be key for us. Target market, don't just think IT service desk. Think corporate service desk. There are organizations that are using service desk for facility management, for HR. We've had actually both private and public sector looking to us to say, well, if your platform allows us to have very secure data segmentation, they are looking to use this to even have sensitive information in there for HR as a help desk, so as a service desk. So think about that as they're, you know, keep in mind that key initiative that a lot of customers are going through right now, consolidation of applications. How do I pull that into one-stop shopping? I don't want to have to go to two different places or two different sites to report an issue with my IT service and then someplace else to say that there's a leak or some kind of problem with an access door or something. I want to be able to say at one place, you know, then we route it, right? We route it based on how it's classified to the right support organizations to take care of it. Now, customer challenges, doing more with less. You hear this every day, right? Cut costs, but provide high-quality services. That's no different, right? That's happening all the time. Increase productivity. With the increasing complexity of technology, the services folks are more skilled and have to actually do a lot more with focusing on, troubleshooting for some more complex environments, right? So what do we do to help them prioritize that work, not just first in, first out? What services are being impacted? Let's work on those first. Also, let's reduce the number of calls that they actually have to man by leveraging self-service, right? Push that out. So if the customer's looking more towards self-service, prioritizing, increasing productivity, those are their challenges. End-to-end service management, a lot of them are outgrowing their homegrown or older or smaller service desk. Applications. They're outgrowing that. They want to get more into either an ITIL, they're starting to support ITIL a little bit more, and end-to-end service management. Service desk instances, I talked about that before, consolidating. Again, when we talk about our competitors and solutions that are already in place, they're difficult to customize, and once they customize, they're difficult to upgrade and expensive as well. So with that in mind, let's go to the next slide, 24. Look at that. How to spot opportunities. I'm not going to go through these key questions. As you can imagine, it's kind of taking those challenges and asking the right questions to really drill down. This is where you take that consultative approach. Your competitors are for the service desk industry. They are taking a consultative approach. They're listening in the top right-hand corner for key words, right? They're also, and keep this in mind, when you take that approach, involve your technical resources in those discovery calls so that they can prepare. As you move towards maybe a demonstration of the solution, you don't want to just throw all of the capabilities up there and see what sticks. You want to really be able to give the technicians time to prep for these demos. It is an enterprise application, process-oriented, so the more we know about the customer's process and what their pain points are, the better we can prepare for those presentations. And also, from a POC perspective, they're usually unnecessary. They pose unnecessary risk, delay the sales cycle. It's not like an operation management tool where you plug it in and it goes and they see how it fits in their environment. It's really more about their process. So, you know, it's time intensive and resource intensive as well. Now, how do we compete? Upgrades, right? Customers are looking to upgrade their existing solution. They're unhappy with the expense of that, ease of maintenance. HP is actually has two competitive products that they now offer one, so they're actually making customers move off of their HP Service Desk and Service Center into a new solution called HP Service Manager. And that new solution, I think, is still based on the Service Center Peregrine Service Center solution. So you might find that there. Consolidation of service desks, extending EAM. If you've got customers working with Maximo, you'll hear the term Maximo. That's the platform on which this was built, as well as the fact that Tivoli Automation Suite, right, you can extend back that way as well. We talked about that. And if they're looking for end-to-end ISO. Let's go ahead and move on from here. I'm going to let's move on to the next competitive differences slide. Okay, can we still hear me? All right. Let's go ahead and we'll move on from here. And okay, I think I might have lost phone for a minute. Can everybody hear me still?
Yeah, Renee, you're back.
Okay, great. Thank you. My phone was losing power. Okay, so when we move on to the next slide here and we talk about our competitive differentiators, keep in mind the two key competitors we have is HP Peregrine. HP acquired Peregrine Service Center. BMC acquired Remedies Solution, the ARS solution. Those are our two main competitors. They're the ones we see a lot. Okay? They have a very loyal customer base, and they have a lot of customers implemented on those solutions. To a lesser extent, we see CA Unicenter. Typically, you see those where it's a big CA shop, and CA tends to give ITSM, you know, service management away as part of their infrastructure deal. Okay, so we don't really come across them too often. I sell this on our merits versus the competitive, but you have to know the competitive differentiators. You have to know what your customers are dealing with there. But look at it this way. The single platform, configurability, upgradability, standards-based technology on J2EE, proven platform, ITIL framework, and end-to-end service management capabilities. That's what we're going to compete on. Okay? I'm going to go into, we've got a couple more slides on HP, Peregrine, and BMC. If we have time, we'll touch on those. I think we're running pretty low now. But I want to touch on a few of the other competitors here as well. EMC Infra, you know, a lot of these are niche players targeting some small enterprises, but you may encounter those. ServiceNow, it's an interesting model, software as a service model. Your customers may be interested in that. They seem to have looked to more smaller to mid-sized organizations. They have the breadth of service management, but not quite the depth. Okay? And they do have a nice Web 2.0 GUI, you know, so keep that in mind. FrontRange, Axios, NuScale, another one, really more on the service catalog side, very, very slick front end. Right, shopping cart, great. Not so robust on the back end where we actually shine, where we have work management and be able to, you know, deliver the service on the back end and manage that delivery of the service through work management, job plans, et cetera. So keep that in mind as well. Now, the next two slides, like I said, we don't have time to go through too much more here today, but you know, competitive displacements, Bank of America did a big look. You know, one of the things that a lot of customers have with HP, they may have Asset Center and Service Center. Those are two applications through acquisition that are not part of the same platform. There's duplicated data back and forth between asset and service. They have to migrate that data back and forth. So, you know, that's another key problem there. It's an older technology, like we talked about, so rip and replace is key there as well. They do not have, if the customer is interested in managing any other assets other than IT, they don't have enterprise asset management nor the work management capabilities. If we go on to the next slide, 27, BMC. Some of the big points here, again, remedy upgrades are painful. It's an older technology, and it's very difficult to customize and migrate those. Also, from a scalability perspective, keep in mind, our solution is web architected, very easy to scale. They're looking at a real problem with scalability there. So as customers are getting larger, they might outgrow that solution as well. Okay? So again, development platform, but it's customized. We go back down to the last slides here. Again, this is just reiterating why are we differentiated? What makes us unique? Okay. I don't want to go through too much more of that. You've already heard me talk about this upgrade, you know, unified platform configuration, et cetera, right? And then the last few slides here, 30 and 31, are links, resources. So you see the first few there talk about the product link, okay? That has a lot of information. It has information about resources, demos. It has presentations. It also has references and customer information. We have a, we actually have a lot of these slides, or a lot of these links go back and forth and reference each other too. You might also find a link to the competitive action portal. Okay, that has a lot more information about competitors. So if you want to look at more detailed presentations about HP or BMC, depending on who your competitor is for a situation. Sales kits, right, sales plays as well. And then you can see here Pulse 2010, you've got a simulation game, Pulse Live 2008. Down at the bottom you've got, from a technical resource perspective, Lou Vitelli and Jeff Cecil's group provide technical resources that you might need to access, as well as get your Maximo sales reps involved. Once you've identified that opportunity, they might be better able to help you to sell this solution. They have got good practice with it. You can see there I've listed the business unit managers that you might want to contact based on the type of industry that the company is in. And then the next link slide of 31 really just expands beyond TSRM. So you see Tamit, Tatum, some of the other related solutions is there for sales kits. And then the war room. Again, if you need to talk about Gartner and try to you know, address that with your customers, that's their business value analysis tool, and some other acceleration plays. So what I'd like to do now is let's open it up for questions. And like I said, we've got some resources here on the phone that can help us answer those questions for you. And again, thank you very much for your time. We really appreciate you taking the time with us today.
Thank you. If you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1. To withdraw your request, please press star 2. Once again, to ask a question, please press star 1. One moment, please. Once again, to ask a question, please press star 1. There are no questions at this time.
Okay, well, this is Steve Windsor. Thanks a lot to everybody for getting on the call and spending the time. We know it's Q4. We'd appreciate any and everything that you can do to help beef this pipeline up. We need help here. We want to encourage you to use our business partners. Renee, we want to to encourage your MRO reps. Get together. Team on this. The revenue is split between the MRO folks and the Tivoli Automation team, so we want to make you aware of that up front. However, half of a good-sized deal is still very much worth your effort. So at this point, I think we'll conclude and go ahead and give you the rest of the time back. Thanks a lot for your time, and have a good day.
Thank you for participating in today's conference call. You may disconnect at this time.